Thanks, Colin. Thanks for
Yes, Michelle. Sorry, that's P3 Recovery at Burley, is it?
Yes.
Michelle, my name's Karen. Last night I was going to do a gift voucher online for a friend of mine, Chione husband, who comes to your, the Burley one. Yes,
yeah,
cancer. Yeah, you know her. And I wanted to do a $50 gift voucher so that she can use it. And but I got to the point where to put in the credit card, and it says something like you'd save the card and then use it. Basically, use it. The wording was very strange, so I was a little bit concerned about just, do you save the card in your system, or is it, because I don't want my card on record. Sorry?
Were you doing it through the app?
I think I'm just doing it through the website. Not the app. I didn't download the app because I don't live here, so I don't use your facility. So I was just going via the website.
Yeah, I didn't think through the website you needed to add your card.
Well, if I'm buying a gift voucher,
no,
I'd have
I thought normally you could just go through and check out with your card and then it wouldn't require you to save it.
Right.
Did it ask you to create an account?
Let me go back. You know, it was like 11 o'clock last night and I was nearly falling asleep. And then I saw that and I went, nuts. So let me just, and now it has, I thought it might save to where I was up to, but it has not. So here we are. Here it is. Give the gift of health and well-being, buy a voucher. So I click on that and I customize the amount. And sorry, have you got time for me to just do
that's
this?
Yeah, fine. What? Okay. Give me your surname. I want to see if it's creating an account.
Yeah, you. See if it might have said. My surname is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. First name is Karen. And might be easier with
the
email.
Does your phone end in 281?
No.
No, okay, so not having created an account.
No. The other thing I wanted to ask is I don't know whether 50... I was looking at some of your... You've got some sort of deal on at the moment, and I thought, oh, $50 would buy a bit of, like, a week or two and da-da-da-da. I just didn't know how much $50 would cover, whether it...
So Chayomi is... She's on a membership.
Oh, is she able, does the gift voucher help at all or not?
So what she could do is add it to her account.
Okay.
She's on the $35 a week membership. So say if you added $50, that would get her a week and a bit.
Okay, well, maybe I'll make it 70 and that'll at least get her 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, that might be better then. I just, like, 1 week doesn't seem like quite enough somehow. I'd like to buy a whole year, but anyway.
Yeah.
I just want to get to where I, with this, I just have to put her email in and then I should get there. I've just got to look up her email again. I won't be 1 second, sorry. And I'll just read to you what it says, and that's just made me hesitate, that was all.
Okay.
Schedule email delivery. I'll make that Saturday. Choose a gift card design, blah, blah, continue to check out. Here we are. So now it says pay securely. So I'll just click on that. And so it's got, and last night I got to the point where I put all my card details in. And this is what it says. So there's a save button. And it says, by providing your card information, you allow P3 Recovery Burley Heads to charge your card for future payments in accordance with their terms. And you're saving the information. And I just didn't want to, so I didn't want that, I don't want my card on file.
No, see, it shouldn't, that button may just be to authorise that P3 can take the money for the gift card.
Right.
But I have looked here, Karen Smith, and there's absolutely no account for you.
Okay. No.
Karen.south@bigpond.
No, it's karenlee.smith15@gmail.com.
So I think if you had have gone and created a P3 account and then put your card details in, that would save it in case you down the track wanted to take a membership out, but because you're just, I think that's just to authorise the payment for the gift card.
Right, so it's saving, I just don't want it saving my card. I don't want my card on file somewhere, you know, with all the hacking and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I've got some, you know,
but
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got nothing here under your name, phone number or email.
Okay, well, that's fine, except I haven't pressed save yet. So what I'm saying is when I press save, okay, that might save the details, but I'm asking you, is it saving my credit card? I don't want my credit card saved. I just want it to go through as a payment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I actually haven't had anyone call me about this.
It before.
Yeah.
So, because it is kind of weird wording, that's all. And it's probably, and the thing is, you're not doing it from that side, of course, because you don't need to. It's not the side of it you're looking at very often, so you wouldn't realise that that's what's going on.
I'm
going to press save now. I'm pressing save now to see, and hopefully it just, you know, because normally it would say purchase, you know, like I've just done a Virgin Airlines booking and it says purchase. Okay, so this says gift card purchase. A $70 gift card was successfully purchased and sent to the email Chiomi blah blah, and I've elected for it to go on Saturday. But I just, So I don't know now if you can see
popped your name in again and still nothing.
Hasn't come through up. Yet.
No.
Yeah.
But I will raise that with
Because it might deter other people from doing a gift voucher.
Yeah.
When maybe it says save and,
wrong.
You know, maybe it's just the software or the way it's been designed, but I was just... as I say, last night I thought it made me hesitate. So
I've definitely got nothing under your name here.
Okay.
I've got a Karen Smith, but that's someone else.
There's lots of Karen Smiths. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll just have to trust that my card isn't saved into the system then. And...
Yeah. No, I've checked in a few different spots under all client names and everything. And
yeah.
Nothing there.
I mean, yeah, I didn't say, I've only just done it now, so I'm thinking it might just take a little bit to show up, that's all. But hopefully it's just the automated transaction. But it was the way it said, you know, basically... You know, P3 is authorized to use your card for future payments. And I thought, oh,
yeah,
that means
yeah.
it's on file, you know. That worried me.
I've definitely got nothing on file.
Okay.
And because you haven't created an account, it's there's
right.
really nowhere
okay.
for it to be saved.
Right.
So.
And but it, so she'll get the email saying she's got a gift voucher. Do you have a record there then of gift vouchers?
So what?
Can you check do. Under her name and, or yeah, how will that show up under her name or?
Yes. So I'm just going to go into vouchers now. Okay, so I can see that it's come through from you.
Right.
Good. Okay, so it's come through as a single payment arrangement. I can see
right.
that you've paid Visa and the card
number right.
ending in 0335. But
right.
we can't use that. We can't
right.
save that at all.
Right, okay, terrific.
Yeah.
And
so
then
when,
just the wording on the...
Yeah.
yeah.
I might, I'll definitely raise it.
But yeah, because it just might put other people off as well.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so
what,
much.
Yeah, so when Tiami brings in that voucher, there's a number on it.
Right, yeah, so she'll have an email and she'll just bring the email in with the gift voucher. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
All
and
right,
if
thanks.
If she's got any dramas, I can go through gift vouchers and look for it as well.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right. So you're there quite regularly, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm here most like every Wednesday, Thursday. But,
right. Okay.
Yeah, so if you
yeah,
have
but...
any, I'll keep an eye on it for when
yes.
the voucher actually goes through, and when I'm back in next week, I'll make sure that
yeah.
you've still got no account.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be a
thank
problem
you.
From that side of it. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for your help.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
Bye.